why today doesn't suck.
Go, Bob. It's your birthday. We're going to party, like, but yeah, man.
Now, here are your bad radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
255. North Texas Nissan and Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. Would like to bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck. It's August 23rd. And here,
yes,
is Detective Big Mackey.
Thanks, Bob. Reiner joins us on the phone. Hey, right?
Ryan. Yes.
Hi, Reins.
I'm in.
I would imagine you are on your way to Gaylord, Texan.
Actually, I'm here. What I'm trying to do right now is navigate the parking maze.
Just go out in front, dude.
I think that's what I should do?
You're Reiner.
Valet.
Oh, they got a valet? Grego joins us from inside Gaylord, Texan, where there's a tremendous hum on the line.
They got a valet, but they also have about a 15-minute look.
No, what you do is you pull up there and tell them who you are like I did, and they'll park it immediately. That's how it works.
Just go, hey,
big time them.
I started the ticket. You ever hear of the ticket?
Just pull up and tell them you got to do a radio show, and they will hop to it. That's how it works.
We got engineering out there.
Hello? Who do we have out here?
Yeah.
The guy.
Jubal?
Yeah, Jubal.
Well, tell him he's got a tremendous hum coming our way.
Or a hive of bees right next to you. And if so, look out.
Run, Grego.
If I get stung by a bee, then I've got to go to the hospital immediately.
Oh, no.
So, Reiner, you're still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have a major lineup shift just for today's Why Today Doesn't Suck. We have some additional guests, if you guys don't mind.
Fine with me. I mean, this is your segment.
Matter of fact, I mind.
Let me introduce them first, Grego, and then we'll turn their mic off if you demand it, okay? Okay. We have three girls in studio. Three chicks.
Hey, now.
Okay, let's hear
which
who they
is
are.
Very exciting for
if
me.
If they're not hot, they're out.
Hey, now.
Well, one of them is...
Might want to go easy on that, Grego. They're,
One of them is 2 years old. Her name is Maddie Sturm.
Okay, well.
Hi, Maddie.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Hi.
You don't bring children or wives or girlfriends into it.
Well, so slow down
all this,
then.
All this is void.
One of the other ones in studio is considerably bigger than the last time I saw her. She is Sally Sturm, wife of Bob.
And wives into this.
She is like 6 months pregnant.
So now that you've embarrassed me, do you feel good now, Dan?
Hi, Salome.
How did that happen?
Sally?
How'd she get pregnant?
Hi, Grego. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Reiner wanted to know how it happened.
Hi, Sally.
I don't really know, but Bob just thinks I'm really big. And
I'll bet you I can.
Couldn't have been very pleasant.
Say that again?
Speak up a little bit.
Very pleasant.
What are you doing there? Project. You're on radio.
I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but anyway, you might want to ask Bob that question. But I guarantee it probably won't happen again.
Well, I have asked him that, and every time I do, he changes the subject.
After the on-air vasectomy scheduled for early December, it will never happen again.
Yeah, he started asking me what I've got in my tank.
In your tank?
And also in studio is, this is for the first time ever on the Ticket Airwaves, and this is a ticket exclusive today here in Dallas.
I don't have anything in my tank.
In studio, Bob's sister, Pam.
Yeah.
All right.
Sturm sister is there.
Okay.
Hey.
I will not allow any.
So, Grego.
I won't allow any of that.
Let's have a look at you.
No, there'll be none.
Hi,
of
Pam.
That.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful to meet you. You have a wedding ring on there. Is that
it's fake.
Still valid? Are you married, or what's the deal?
Just to brush them off.
For real?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How's that thing going?
It's going real good.
You got kids? And
please, no uncomfortable question for sisters, wives, or children.
Thanks
I agree,
for
Grego.
Covering my tail there. Yeah, I got three bonus kids.
Really?
Yep.
They're not
you're
yours.
You're good, dude, nope. But I got a radio show to get in there and do. So why don't you put me up here, okay?
Thank you. That's all you got to do, Ron. So I'll take care of you.
Ooh, yeah, you're listening
fun,
to...
Yeah, do valet, do whatever. I just got to get going. Okay?
You're listening to live coverage of Reiner big-timing the valet guy.
Not big-timing. Reiner, just simply Michael. Telling you...
86. Any and all parking charges.
No, not big timing at all. And I would expect you guys to do the same thing, Bob.
Oh,
man.
We will.
Give them that at the valet window on the way out, and I'm good to go, huh?
We always tell them we're Mike Reiner.
So So, Pam, what's your story? How old are you? You're Bob's sister. People want to know.
I'm Bob's much younger sister.
Is that right?
I'm still 29.
All right.
Oh, we're at that age where we just
take out
say 29?
Take the birthday cake every year from the 29th birthday and call it good.
You're not going to get it much out of this.
From Green Bay? Or from Packerland? Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you love Brett Favre?
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound like...
onesies?
You don't...
Okay, once again.
You don't sound like you're from there.
They're pretty loyal up there. Yep.
I mean, you sound like... you sound very cosmopolitan. You sound very...
No,
I'm... Metrosexual.
No.
I don't know. She sounds exactly like Bob to me.
Think so?
Hey there, from Wisconsin there.
Does she have teeth like him, too?
Go, Pat, go!
Can you say, hey now?
Hey now.
But can you say, hey now?
It'd be great to mark this stuff, but...
Can we stop?
There's such an incredible buzz coming out of Gaylord Texan. You guys have got to look into that.
They are.
Hey now.
They're working
on it.
They're trying to fix it. They're working on it. Cut our...
Well, I know Pete ain't out there smiling.
Do I go here? Do I go to the left or to the right or out through this courtyard or what?
Oh, no. Just walk through, the lobby until you get that big, giant atrium area.
Right.
And then look
and then
to...
Fart and fall down.
Look to your left.
There's a balsa wood.
And you'll see the big, giant... You'll see ticket banners. And then you'll have to cross over that bridge.
Okay, yeah, I see them.
By the station.
And then you'll see Jubal.
Yeah, you'll see Jubal.
He'll take you the rest of the way.
Right. All right, well, join us, girls, for a little birthdays, yes? Is that cool? Are you good, Sally? You seem so sedate, Sally. Usually you come in here all fired up, or maybe it's that you're on the phone, or you don't want Pam to think that you're a big
like
mic hog, or what?
Five other people here. I mean...
Too many voices, just, right, Sal?
Exactly. Too much
it's
going
confusing.
On.
Yeah, Bob, shut up.
Very confusing.
Yeah, Bob.
Have we got too many voices?
Well, on this day in 1305, today's August 23rd, 1305, Scottish patriot William Wallace was hanged, drawn, beheaded, and quartered in London.
Seemed like one of those would have done the trick. They didn't need to do all of them.
Reiner, were you around when that was happening?
Dumb question. From a guy that's usually better than that.
I was, you idiot.
Yeah, a guy that's usually better than that.
But it inspired one of the great movies ever.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Man, Grady, you are crabby again today.
No, I'm not. I'm in a terrific mood, but that was a dumb question.
Crabby.
And usually... Usually a guy like you is better than that.
Hey, not at all.
I'm in an absolute, wonderful, terrific mood. And if you were in the setting I was line for, guys, so would you, because we're in a great place. So don't you call me crabby.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is it cool and comfortable?
Well, we'll get into this. We're going to package this because I can't believe there's a place like this in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
I sense a Reiner bit.
What bit is that?
There you go. The hang up and right there on the mic.
All right.
It never disappoints, though.
In today's birthdays, Mike Boddicker is 47.
What's wrong, Maddie?
What's wrong, Maddie?
No. Coke? They take away your M&Ms or what?
She's turned off by line four guy's stupid questions.
What happened, Maddie?
She wants her.
Yeah, she hates line four guy.
Maybe I just ought to get back to the meatbag plant.
You ever seen Dora?
Line four guy's okay, but... You know, sometimes he'll ask a dumb question. When he does, I'm calling him on it.
Kobe Bryant is 26.
Yeah, put the headphones on her and play the Dora song. Let's see
and
what that
is. He's about to be a totally free man because that trial will never take place. You heard it here first.
We did it!
What's this, Maddie?
Can you do your dance?
We did it!
All right, Doug says we have to be quiet for 2 seconds.
Okay.
We did it.
What do you think of that, Maddie?
Come down. We did it. We did it.
Who is that?
Who is that?
She ain't gonna do it.
Sorry.
Forget it. We can't do that painful try to make kids talk
thing. Is it
painful,
Dora,
Bob? The Explorer?
That is the Dora song that generally results in dancing at our house, but not today.
Dora's just not doing it for today.
Not today.
What's your bit, Pam? What do?
I build houses.
You build houses? Really?
From scratch?
Wow. Yeah.
By yourself?
No. I just...
You think Kobe did it? You're from Colorado, huh?
Well, yeah.
So you do think he did it?
No.
You said, well, yeah.
No, well, yeah, I'm from Colorado.
Ah. Did Kobe do it? And if so, did she have it coming? Here's Pam Sturm, Bob's sister.
Hi, it's nothing like putting a girl on the spot.
I'll bet.
Hmm.
In other birthday news,
Sonny.
So does Barney the Dinosaur generate any kind of response these days?
Yeah, I don't know if we have any Barney songs readily available, but if we did, I would get a Smiling Maddie.
Any kind of Sesame Street stuff still work, or
my kid loves
or anything like that?
My kid loves golf. She loves the majors.
Really?
Yeah. She'll just sit there all weekend long.
Which is her favorite one?
She cheers for playoffs.
Nice.
Julio Franco is 43.
Well, former Ranger great. The keeper of the big gold.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Well, maybe 43, maybe
not.
Maybe 47. And by the way, well.
Yeah, well.
Dun, 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 dun,
he's dun, 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 more thought of as a Ranger, I believe.
Did you like it when they traded Julio Franco?
Do what?
Did you think that was a good trade?
Here it is.
Who was it? Wasn't it Jerry Brown? Pete O'Brien, and who else? Odubey. Yeah, Odubey for just Hools, right? That's it. Three for one? Well, I think they got something for him.
Yeah, it's a pretty good haul, but I certainly was a Julio fan ever since he was one of the five.
Hit a baseball about as hard as anybody I've ever seen.
One of the five acquired for only Von Hayes.
Nice.
Remember him hitting the ball runs during batting practice?
Yeah.
Where it just had a different sound than everybody else's.
That dude bulked up, too.
Oh, he was roided.
That was the M.O. on him, yeah. And
he knew how to wear the big gold.
He did. He knew how to wear it and knew how to dole it out. And if Bernardo was good, then Julio would occasionally allow him to wear a piece of the big gold.
That's right.
Was he not out of the game for like 5 years?
I don't think Julio was out of it.
I don't think he was ever out of the game. He was out of the major leagues for a while. He went to Japan and Mexico and some other places.
Hey, he's producing for the Braves.
Yeah.
It's not like he's there sparing everybody to death.
Could you, when I was a kid, I used to try to hold the bat up.
I bet you did.
Over behind my head like he could do it.
And he,
that's impossible.
And he used the heaviest bat on the team.
How did he swing like that?
I don't know.
But he's the heaviest bat on the team, and the two fingers, the last two fingers on his bottom hand were below the knob.
Below the knob.
Very controversial move in Cleveland when they moved him from short to second.
Two fingers below the knob.
Very controversial.
Because he couldn't play short, buddy.
Did you call Pete Frank on that day?
And it was questionable whether he could play second.
Yeah, he was kind of Soriano-ish. He was Soriano, for sure.
I'll tell you about the time that I rode on I was on the same flight as he was, when he was on the DL.
Mm-hmm. He's on the down low?
Did he have two fingers on the knob?
No. And he was going to Miami, and he was standing in the line with me to rent a car. We know Julio Franco had a fleet of cars. So he rented this car, and I was asking him, Mike, why are you renting a car? He said, well, I've got to get to my house. He lived in Boca Raton. I'm like, so you're going to rent a car just to go to your house? He goes, yeah, how else was I going to get there? I said, so you're going to rent a car, and you're just going to let it sit there for like 2 weeks. And then drive it back. He goes, yeah, why wouldn't you do that? So instead of taking a cab or getting somebody to pick you up, he rented a car, drove it to his house, parked it, and then drove his Ferraris or his Mercedes or his BMWs for 2 weeks and then took it back. Remember me telling you that story, Ryan?
Yeah. That's always hitchhike.
That's why.
True story.
That's why that Major League Baseball players and athletes go broke. They do stupid stuff like that.
Sonny Jurgensen is 70.
Well, that story didn't really go over. I thought that.
No, it was great.
What do you want to do?
I'll quit telling him. I know Ryan's. I know he loved it.
Well, yeah.
And but Ryan's.
But I've heard it before.
Doing a freaking somersault.
That's why
you
didn't get much reaction out of me. I've heard it before.
But the rest of you can. Well,
come on.
Bob's sister and daughter and wife wasn't there. I'd tell you, but I'm going to be nice today.
Be cool. Be
come
nice.
Come on, dude. Don't be crabby.
Yeah. And I'm more mad at Dan than I am Bob anyway.
What?
What'd Dan do?
Nothing, but it's just a lot more fun to be mad at him than it is Bob.
Rick Smits is 38.
Marist.
The Marist Red Foxes.
Barbara Eden is 70. Jeannie. A 70-year-old Jeannie. I wonder what that looks like.
Not bad. She's had a lot of plastic surgery, and she looks pretty good.
What do you think, Bob?
What? What 70-year-old Jeannie looks like?
Usually you'd be high-fiving me right now, but
what's the guy moaning in the background for? 70-year-old baby or 6 month pregnant wife.
Retard.
What are my choices here, Sal?
You call me a retard?
Hold on. Sally has a good hypothetical for Bob.
70-year-old genie or a 6-month pregnant wife? Which one would you take, Bob?
Ooh. Oh, this is getting personal.
Are you only...
Either one Mexican?
He's not even answering, so I guess that's my answer.
Well, it's dramatic pause.
Oh, you have to
think about it.
Because
I build up
to... It's for effect, though.
Clearly my wife. 6 months or... Why you pack 8.5 months? Why are you winking?
That's not what you said the other week.
Why are you showing me?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not what he said earlier today in the cubicle.
Why are you showing me crossed fingers, Bob?
Hey, I'll speak for Bob. There's no fun in 6-month pregnant wife. And if the guys say there is, then you should worry that your guy has a fetish that is very sick.
You
should worry.
Some guys do think pregnant women are sick.
And
that's what
sick.
I'm saying.
What's wrong with that?
Because
they're sick.
Because it ain't right. It's just weird.
You know they, well,
yeah,
I can't
they, but,
talk
but
in
they
front
gain
of
weight in fun
well,
places.
Well, you did it to her.
Fun places, says Sally.
I'm not sure the stomach is as fun as you might think.
I would hope she's referring to other places.
Sally, how did you get that way again?
Shelley Long is 55, excuse me.
Is she that old? Why can't we get an answer to that question?
What's that?
Of how she got that way.
Richard Sanders is 64.
I know who Richard Sanders is. Yay! Les Nessman.
Yep.
She sat on a dirty toilet seat.
What? Ah.
Rick Springfield is 55.
But that's how
seen him in concert.
Braggart.
I have two.
And not bad.
Nothing wrong with him.
Like, see, that contract. Him too?
Didn't he have his stomach pumped?
You'd like to see what, Bob?
That contract.
Rod Stewart.
That I can afford to go see Rick Springfield?
Yeah.
It's a rib cook-off.
It's not very common.
Let's hear a little Jesse's girl, Greg.
Let's not.
So she was your friend.
Thank you, Rick.
All right,
What's wrong with this song?
Stupid.
It is not.
Teen girls like this.
Why is that stupid?
This is pop crap.
So? Is there a place in this world for that?
Yeah. For guys who like to follow around soap opera stars and want to dabble in pop music.
So he wishes he had Jesse's Girl as a thing. The grass is always greener, isn't it?
Do you think the pregnant woman resembles the star-bellied Sneetch from Dr. Seuss? A little bit?
A little.
Remember the Sneetch?
A little.
Here's some spares for you now.
Okay. I'm with you. There is something inherently unattractive about it.
We just fight through it. Mark Bellhorn is 30, and no doubt Meredith is happy about that.
I'm just saying, Sally, if you are overly attracted to a pregnant woman, then that's a sickness, isn't it? Then you're always wanting to get pregnant women magazines and stuff. And
are
then
they?
Even when your wife
they
isn't
have
pregnant.
Those? They have pregnant women magazines?
Oh, yeah.
Is it called Pregger?
I don't know.
It's a fetish.
Why do you act like you don't know?
Ready to drop.
You know, they might be lactating and whatnot.
That's a pretty sick fetish.
I mean, I'm thinking if you're a woman and you're pregnant and your husband doesn't want you to touch him, or either way around, the other way around,
well,
then you should be happy.
Most of the time.
Get some peace and quiet.
But I don't think there's a guy out there that actually has there are pregnant women who are sexy, but I don't think...
There are?
Oh, yeah, there are fetishes, Sally.
But
like
no.
1 month pregnant.
Yes.
Find one.
They're there.
No.
Looking
yes,
right
they
now,
sell magazines
that.
And videos just with pregnant women in them. And
no, they don't.
How do you know
where
that?
Did you see that?
I see it in the other aisle. I'm in the aisle next to that one.
There's actually women and naked pictures of pregnant women.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Want me to send you something?
Is it run?
To see it. To believe it.
Reiner?
I think there are, Grego. That is horrible.
Now, I've never seen these myself.
No, we're not talking about pictures of one getting pregnant.
Nor do I frequent places where these might be on display. But, yes, I believe that such a thing does exist in this world.
And why is that a bad thing?
Why is it a bad thing?
Pregnant porn? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Why
you're all right with that, huh?
Well, not for me,
I don't think I'm... There's no way I'm into that, but I'm curious, and I'd like to see it.
Oh, well, I'll bet you will, Grego.
Well, you know what?
Here's Corby for more on pregnant porn.
I'd really like to see it.
I'm not talking about that with a child in the room.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, why are you bringing this stuff up?
I didn't. Sally did.
Oh, blame it.
We're up against it, by the way.
Sally, there is a baby in this room.
I know. She doesn't understand yet, so it's okay.
Doesn't she?
No.
I mean,
she knows more than you think.
Hey. Why is she winking?
She sure is cute. You guys have a cute kiddo.
Thank you, Corby. Ron Blomberg, 56.
First DH.
Why does he feel the need to suck up to them?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
They have a cute kid. Is that sucking up?
He likes pregnant women.
Nick!
Alan Bristow is 53.
Former Maverick great.
Why do y'all sound so bad? Do they sound sketchy to you?
Yeah, it's them.
Don't bring it up.
No. If we bring it up, people will notice.
Hugh Douglas is 33.
Former Eagles great.
And Cortez Kennedy, 36. Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day now dead, Ernie Bushmiller. Gene Kelly, Keith Moon, and River Phoenix.
Keith Moon? River Phoenix? Ah, yes, River Phoenix. This is the start of the infamous speedball run that took so many young actors' lives in the early 90s.
Thank you, Corby.
It started on River Phoenix's birthday?
And dead on this day, still dead.
He died on this day.
No, he was born on this day. Dead on this day, still dead. Hoyt Wilhelm.
Good try.
What year was River
Tyler?
Phoenix born?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Is he my age or is he older?
Born in 1970.
He's younger than me?
Not anymore, dude. He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Forgot. I guess I have it better than him right now.
Let's hear a little more Dora the Explorer.
Want to hear some more Dora, Maddie?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Maddie, say, here's the hard line.
We did it!
Sing it.
Boy, she is so happy right now.
We did it.
I remember when my life was that simple.
Pikachu couldn't get his crown to come down.
All right. Drop the
like in college, when I used to listen to this.
We did it. We woke
up nice and opened
up the dragon's door.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
We're still doing this?
We're still enjoying Dora.
Yes.
The other day, she did go around the house saying, Hi, Grego.
Oh, you ever listen to the hard line?
She does.
Hmm.
Hey, yeah,
Maddie,
that's safe.
Maddie, say bye ticket.
Bye ticket.